Okay, today, Ben Zoom, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Chagiga, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. So the Mishnah tells us that Din Midrabanan about the five levels of Kedusha. Hatova l'chulin v'huchsak l'chulin. If a person went to the mikveh for the purpose of being able to eat chulin, and that's all he was aiming for, to be tahar enough to eat chulin, then asa l'maisa, then he's not allowed to eat maisa sheni, unless he goes to the mikveh again, this time intending that he be tahar enough to eat maisa sheni. Tava if he went to the mikvah to be able to eat maaser sheni, and that's all he wanted is to be able to eat maaser sheni, asur l'truma, then he's not tahor enough to eat truma unless he goes to the mikvah again. Tava l'truma v'huchsak l'truma, if he went to the mikvah with the intention of eating truma and with the intention of being tahor enough to eat truma, asur l'kodesh, then he's not allowed to handle kodesh until he goes to the mikvah for kodesh. Tava l'kodesh v'huchsak l'kodesh, if he went to the mikvah for kodesh and he intended to be tahor enough to eat kodesh, then he's not allowed to handle the mechatos, the paraduma waters. So now that we know that going to the mikveh with the intention of being tahor enough for a lower level item does not help you for a higher level item of kedusha, what about the opposite? Tavel chamur mutar lekal. If you went to the mikveh intending to be tahor enough for something that's a higher level of kedusha, well then you're certainly tahor enough for that which is a lower level of kedusha. So for example, you went to the mikveh with the intention of being tahor enough to eat kodesh and to handle kodesh, then for sure you're allowed to handle truma, and you're allowed to handle maaser sheni, and you're allowed to handle chulin, because all of those things are on a lower level. Tavel v'lo chuchsak. But if a person went to the mikveh but not to establish himself as tahar, just to bathe, then ki'ilu lo tavel. Then that's not called that he went to the mikveh, to be able to handle holy things. You're allowed to have chulin because you don't need any particular kavana to be tahar enough to eat chulin, but you're not allowed to have anything that has any level of kedusha to it. Now we move on to Mishnah Zayin, the last Mishnah of the Perek. So the last two Mishnahs spoke about cases where the halachas of Tumah and Tahara are different for different levels of kedusha. So this Mishnah gives a third example. Bigdei Ama Aretz Midras L'Prushin. The clothing of an Ama Aretz is considered Tamei Midras for Prushim, for people who are very careful to even eat their Chulin B'Tahara. So Midras means that the tumah that you get when a zavanido or yoledes puts their weight on something. So if the clothing of an ama aretz touches prushim or the kalim that belong to prushim, then it makes them tame as a rishon the tumah. Big de prushim midras lochli truma. The clothing of prushim is considered tame midras because the prushim are putting their weight on this clothing for those who eat truma, meaning for kohanim. So if it touches a kohen or the kalim of a coin, it makes them tummy. Big day ochle truma, midras kodesh. The clothing of people who eat truma is considered midras for people who eat kodesh. Big day kodesh, midras lachatos. The clothing of people who eat kodesh is considered midras for people who handle the paraduma waters. So now the Mishnah tells us that there was one particular chacham who was very machmir in these issues. Yosef ben Yoezer haya chassid shebekuhuna. Yosef ben Yoezer was the chassid among the kohanim. So he was a kohen, so he was very, very careful to avoid any level of tumah. But even so, no matter how careful he was about tumah and tahara, his cloth, his napkin, was considered to be tamei medras for people who ate kodesh, because bigdei ochle truma are medras le kodesh. Yochan ben Gudgada haya ochle al taras hakodesh kol yamav v'yisamit pachto medras lechatas. Yochan ben Gudgada was super careful and treated everything with a severity of tahara of kodesh, and nevertheless, his napkin or his cloth was still considered medras for the paraduma waters, because that's how strict these things are. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we said that if you went to the mikveh with the intention of being tahor enough for chulin, you're not allowed to eat maaser sheni. To be tahor enough for maaser sheni, you're not allowed to eat truma. To be tahor enough for truma, you're not allowed to eat kodesh. To be tahor enough for kodesh, you're not allowed to handle the mechatos. But if in the reverse direction, if you went to the mikveh with the intention of being tovel for a higher level kedusha, you're good for all the lower levels of kedusha. If you went to the mikveh with no intention whatsoever, so you're good for chulin, but you're not going to be allowed to have anything else. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that the clothing of an ama aretz is considered tamei medras for people who are careful about tumah tahara. The clothing for people who are careful about Tumen Tara is considered Tamei Medrash for people who eat Truma, for Kohanim. The clothing of people who eat Truma is considered Medrash for people who eat Kodesh. The clothing of people who eat Kodesh is considered Tamei Medrash for people who handle the Paraduma waters. And we said this applies no matter how careful you are. Yosef ben Yoezer was a Chassid Shabakuna, and nevertheless, we treat his clothing as a Medrash for Kodesh. Yochanan ben Gudgada would eat Altaras HaKodesh throughout his entire life, and his clothing was considered a medras for chatas. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with the third parak of Maseches Chagiga, the very last parak in the entire Seder Moed.